Applying this knowledge of R-squared change will allow us to consider changes in multiple predictors. For example, we know dropping a contributing predictor from a model will lower the R-square significantly. We know dropping a non-contributing predictor from a model will lower R-square numerically, but not significantly. Adding a contributing predictor to a model will raise the R-square significantly. Adding a non-contributing predictor to a model will raise the R-square numerically, but not significantly. That stuff's safe. When only one variable is changing between models, you can be absolutely certain what the result of that change is going to be, except for one little thing I'll show you later, which is if you're not careful and changing predictor changes your sample and your sample size. We'll show you that little horror show. Usually in most texts we are told that we can't accurately anticipate the results of adding or dropping more than one variable at a time. This is not strictly correct. I want you to be able to think enough about how R-square and R-square change works that you can recognize when we can be pretty certain what's going to happen when we add or delete multiple predictors and when we can't be pretty certain. Because that's one of the ways you convince me that you have an understanding of how the model behaves. Consider what would happen if we drop two non-contributing predictors from a multiple regression model. We're told that when we dropped one of the predictors, the other might now contribute, because we've changed the collinearity mix. And it can happen. It's possible. But let's just think through the math. Neither of the predictors, if dropped by itself, will produce a significant R-square change, right? Because neither of them is contributing to the model. So the average R-square change from dropping the two shouldn't be significant either. Thus, we can drop both and expect that the R-square change won't be significant. Notice the word expect. Not even assume. Certainly not count on. But we can expect that in general, we can drop two or more non-contributing predictors, and on average, they're not going to contribute, so the R-square change will not drop significantly. This logic is useful, becomes increasingly precarious. As sample size drops, collinearity increases, or the number of predictors in the model or being dropped increases. Right? So I want you to understand that what we're doing is we're testing the average contribution of the variables added or subtracted. And if we keep that in mind, we can make some pretty good guesses about what happens with multiple predictors. But notice the phrase, pretty good guesses. Similarly, dropping two predictors that both contribute should produce an average R-square change that is significant. Same logic in reverse. If either of them is contributing, and it would hurt, taking them both out will hurt on average. However, things get squirrely when dropping one contributing and one non-contributing predictor. There's really no good way of figuring out what that average R-square change is going to be. And you see this happening in the automated models, because the problem with the automated models is they make decisions about what variables go in the model numerically, not significantly. A variable is put in or taken out of a model because of a numerical consideration, not a significance consideration. So you stack things in that help numerically, and on average they might not statistically contribute. The moral of the story, because this R-square change test really tests the average R-square change of a set of added or dropped predictors, the apparent contribution of an added variable may depend upon the variables with which it is added or dropped. That's the take home. Anytime you put multiple variables together, the apparent performance of that variable depends upon the variables that it's in with. Multiple regression is a group effort. R-square change tests are group effort tests. If you want to have a question about a particular predictor, you have to take just that predictor out. Because if you take them out in lumps, you're now asking how things produce in average. Good research hypotheses usually call for arranging the addition or deletion of items in small, carefully considered sets. Thus, most research hypotheses of these types use the addition or removal of multiple sets, and this is one of several things that is called hierarchical modeling.